First time that we're seeing Joe Donnelly since he's become United States Senator-elect. And we're out here at Gleaners Food Bank because he's traveling the state on the weekend to really find out how Hoosiers are helping Hoosiers. First of all, Senator-elect, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. And to everybody listening, thank you for the opportunity to do this. It's humbling. And we're going to work nonstop to try to make our state a better place.
We're sitting here. You have toured around Gleaners. You're going to other parts of the state. Indiana Black Expo this past week issued a report on the state of black youth. And one of the disturbing things was the amount of poverty. The black kids live in 41% statewide. But in other areas of the state, 76% in Evansville, 54% in Evansville, 71% in East Chicago, up in your hometown of South Bend, 54% of African-American youth in poverty. This is a problem, not just the poor, but the working poor.
It is, and as you said, it is problems not only in urban areas, but in very rural areas as well, where there are pockets of poverty. And so our goal is obviously to try to make sure every mom and dad have a job so they can take care of their family. But then if people fall through the cracks, that we have an infrastructure in place to try to make sure that everyone can have a decent mood, decent meal, and no one goes hungry.
But this also points out what you talked about in the campaign. Jobs are number one. How important is it to get Washington to understand that?
It is absolutely critical that we have people going to work. And the other thing this points out is we have a lot of need. But people want to do this for themselves, but sometimes you can't always do that for yourselves. And so we have here in this building volunteers from all over central Indiana who are helping to put backpacks together for young children who go home on the weekend, who are helping to put food packages together for families who are going to have a good meal tonight. And so everybody pitching in is such a demonstration of not only the Hoosier spirit, but the American spirit.
We going over the cliff?
I sure hope not. I think that you are seeing the president and John Boehner especially, that they have kind of started to take negotiations into their own hand. I believe that they both have a strong desire to get this done so we can see our economy grow and see people get back to work.
He's traveling all around the state this weekend. He's here at Gleaners. I didn't realize it's my first time out here at the new location. This thing is huge.
It's an amazing place and amazing things. When you look here, this is all volunteer work. And they had over 71,000 hours of volunteer work last year, which I was doing the calculation in my head. It's breathtaking what they have been able to do here. And the other part is I know Senator Lugar has been a longtime champion of this place, and this is just a chance to try to keep that legacy going.
And this is one of the things he always did in terms of the Farm Bill, making sure that the dollars were there to help our farmers and the dollars are there to help our programs. I understand a lot of these food programs are funded through the Farm Bill.
They absolutely are, and the place I'm going from here is to the Farm Bureau Luncheon to talk to them about how critical the work they do is to feed families all over America and the world.
He's our new senator starting in January, Senator-elect Joe Donnelly. Always good, a pleasure. Again, congratulations and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everybody who's listening. Thank you. And we're sure hopeful 2013 is going to be a great year.